turning to national correspondent Aaron Rial, who's joining us on the KRDO Newsline. Good morning, Aaron. This is interesting, as they always are with you. There is a possible direct competitor to Amazon, and it's not in the U.S. Tell us all about this one.
Nope, it's Temu, potato, patata. It is the bargain app that is owned by Chinese e-commerce giant PDD Holdings, and they want to limit their risk here in the U.S. They are the second most popular online e-commerce site after Amazon. However, they're looking at what's happening with TikTok, the bill that is basically going to require the Chinese owner of TikTok, ByteDance, to sell or face a ban here in the U.S. This is over security concerns, privacy concerns. Similar fate, potentially, for Temu. So as opposed to trying to fight this with lobbying efforts and millions of dollars there, they have said publicly that they are going to focus on expanding to other markets, markets like Europe, markets like Africa. They say this is a big, heavy lift, and they don't want to fight this battle, at least not yet.
What are the concerns here?
Similar to TikTok, privacy concerns, but then there's also concerns with taxes. So they're able to skirt a lot of these tariffs that are placed on Chinese companies. Also big news today with Biden announcing more tariffs on Chinese companies. But they basically import less than $800 little parcels, and that way they are not subject to the same sort of taxes as if you're bringing in like a whole container ship. Also, and this is a big one, they say that Temu uses goods produced in the Xinjiang region of China. And they say Beijing's treatment of the Uyghur population in Xinjiang region is akin to genocide. They have forced labor, a.k.a. slavery. Now, Temu has said that that is unfounded, but they have also said they don't explicitly prohibit the selling of products from Xinjiang by third-party vendors. Another way of saying, we allow it.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. And, so far as... has most of Americans, do we know about this at all?
I mean, we do. We have some understanding of what's going on there. It's been reported widely in the media. Also, let's be clear, Temu has made a major push here. You might be familiar with them from the Super Bowl. They had big ads there. They've also spent $2 billion for ads last year on Meta, a.k.a. Facebook, and they're a top advertiser of Google. They've had a massive push.
I've seen a lot of their ads there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a reason. They've spent billions to target you, but now they have said they're going to pull back. They've had 50 million active users last month. That is down 10% from the previous quarter when they were seeing 56 million users. That's their peak in the third quarter of 2023. So it's slowing a bit, but they're just going to stop with this major push. They're going to hold a pause and wait to expand organically and then focus on expanding in other regions that might be less... more friendly in terms of Chinese commerce.
Okay. In meantime, meme stocks. The guy that, or I guess he's a the day trader, I should say, who started this frenzy is back online with more stock tips, and he hasn't done this since, what, 2021?
Roaring Kitty. And believe it or not, there is not a single stock tip. Not one. Just memes. It's pretty hysterical. His real name is Keith Gill. His internet persona is Roaring Kitty. And he posted a picture on X, it was late Sunday night. It's a gamer leaning forward in a chair. It's supposed to indicate that he's taking the game seriously. This is his first post since 2021. And shockingly, he has given no stock tips, but everyone said, oh, it means we're going to go long on GameStop. GameStop has been running up. Basically, those who shorted the stock, looking at the fundamentals of the company, they lost $1 billion, those short sellers. And then the mark-to-market loss was just short of that, $800 million. So those are like one day to the next, the decrease in the asset. So it's unrealized. But if their broker, let's say Fidelity, who they borrow the shares from to short, says, hi, we see you're getting squeezed. Can we please have margin call on that? They're going to be in trouble for sure if they don't have the $1 billion to cover it, or not. That's not just one person. It's a lot of different people hold the short position, but it's shocking that they didn't learn their lesson the first go round.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Always a pleasure, Aaron. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.